Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you with us this day on this November the 11th. And let us look at what happened on this day in history on November the 11th. On this day, on November the 11th, by the way, yesterday, November 10th, was Marine Corps Day. So it's kind of the day before this Veterans Day that we'll be talking about things. This day in 1831 in Jerusalem, Virginia, Nat Turner was hanged after leading a rebellion for freedom among slaves and being turned in. He was hung on this day in 1831, one of America's great revolutionary heroes. This was in 1869 that the Victorian Aboriginal Protection Act was enacted in Australia. It gave the government control over all the indigenous people's wages, their terms of employment, where they could live, what happens to their children, and led to what's been known there as the Stolen Generations, where children were actually stolen from their families across the indigenous people of Australia, which are who we call Aborigines in this country, and were taken from their parents, put in homes where hundreds and thousands of these young people lived together. That was the beginning of that racist act in Australia, 1869. This is the day in 1887 that the anarchist Haymarket martyrs, Augustus Spies, Albert Parsons, Adolf Fischer, and George Engel were executed. There was a demonstration for the 10-hour workday and the workers' rights in Chicago in 1886, and a riot broke out. A lot of people were killed, including some officers, and these men, many people believe, hung for crimes they did not commit. This is a day, and we'll hear some of this music. Louis Armstrong recorded the first of his Hot 5 and Hot 7 recordings that really began the influence in the direction of jazz in our century, in the world. We'll hear some of those original pieces during the course of the show. This is a day in 1969 that African-American inventor George R. Carruthers patented the first image converter for detecting electromagnetic radiation on this day in 1969. On this day in 1993, as is proper for the conversation we're having today, a sculpture honoring women who served in the Vietnam War is dedicated at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. This was the birthday of Fyodor Dostoevsky, the great Russian writer. This is the day in night of 1904 that Alger Hiss was born. This is the day in 1922, another great American writer, Kurt Vonnegut, also a writer who was a military veteran. His books talked about that like no others did in his era, was born on this day in 1922, as was in 1928 Carlos Fuentes, a great Mexican author. And in 1929, we'll hear some of her music. This is the birthday of Laverne Baker, American singer and actress. And another great American songwriter in the folk genre was born on this day in 1955, Dave Alvin. On this day in 1831, as I said, Nat Turner was hung and he died. On this day in 1887, as I said, the Haymarket men were killed. On this day in 1984, Martin Luther King Sr., American pastor, missionary, actress, of course, the father of Martin Luther King Jr., died on this day. He was born in 1899. And finally on this day, which was actually yesterday, Kenuli Ken Bisansarowiwa, who was a great activist for freedom and winner of the Right Livelihood Award, environmental activist. He was a member of the Ogoni people, a minority in Nigeria. They were fighting against crude oil extraction in their land and the survival of their people. He was president for the survival of the Ogoni people. We did a show about him many years back, and on the time that he died. We interviewed him before that. He was an amazing man who was executed by the Nigerian government. And on this day, we remember him, Sarowiwa. So that's this day in history, November the 11th.